It's beginning to rain, 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 to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Hello, I'm Pastor Tex Mars. Great to be with you. I first of all want to thank you for your prayers, for your love gifts to this ministry, for your tithes and your offerings. Without your help, my friends, we could not be on the air here going around the world giving hope and giving substance from the very Word of God, God's Holy Bible. Well, today we have a very exciting program for you. We're going to have the third and final installment of Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Now, this was a presentation I gave some years ago down in Florida at a big conference of pastors and other church leaders. But before we have installment number three, Walt Mills, fantastic singer for the Lord, and an old gospel favorite of mine, Blessed Assurance. And following that will be my sermon, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, Part 3. First, Walt Mills.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
You won't believe this, but in this book coming out, I put a disclaimer on the first page. I say there is material in this book that parents should use discretion about. It is meant to be sexually provocative, and I go on and on to talk about why you should use parental discretion. And the only material I have in here is pictures of comic books and kids' movies and such. That's disgraceful. But I felt I had to put a disclaimer in here. But there's none on comic books. But I can show you Samurai, Mistress of the Martial Arts. I mean, there is every pornographic pose you have ever imagined in this comic book. And I know parents remember the old days when they had the comic books. They were harmless, mainly. And so the kid wants a comic book, they give it to him. They don't look at it. You better look at it. I found one. It's called The Gargoyle. Really, really an amazing adventure story. You see, there is this demonic, evil force that has taken over the Christian church and has held it for centuries. But don't worry. To the rescue comes a reincarnated druid priest of the witchcraft sect of Britain. You know where they used to sacrifice people? Stonehenge? Don't worry. He is coming to the rescue to defeat this evil thing that's in the Christian church. And he's joined by a man who worships the New Age guy, who worships the guru Vishnu Das. Together they're going to team up and defeat the gargoyle that's taken over the Christian church. Folks, you're the gargoyle in this comic book. And there's such statements in there as there's this demon goes into a church and he tears things up. He tears the altar up. He throws the cross down. And he says, I smell the blood of the Lamb. Get him out of here. It's in a kid's comic book. It really is. I have the picture in rabbit. That's why I think it's pornographic. I think it's horrible. But there's no warning for your kids on those comic books. They just get them and they learn these things. And it goes in their minds and it warps their minds forever. On one, there's a woman who is scantily clothed, and she's undressing, and there's a man who's tied up in chains, and she's undressing. This is the cover of the comic book. Folks, if you don't see these when you go to your neighborhood grocery store, something's wrong with you. She's undressing. She's about all the way fully undressed, and she says, this will melt the ice out of you. We're talking about 6 and 7 year old kids. We're raising a new generation of Ted Bundys. We are. They're starting in comic books. It's amazing. And you can't help but notice all of these kids today with their satanic tattoos. And in Leviticus it says we're not to have any mark on the body. Why do you think it says in Revelation 17, the last days, they will be given a mark, either in the forehead or the right hand by the beast? They're conditioning our kids. I mean, sailors, drunken sailors used to have the tattoos. Now our kids want them. They're trendy. They're in. All of the rock stars have them. They want them too. It's conditioning for the last days. Jewelry and clothing and all of these things, it's all being conditioned. I recently saw a Sears catalog. Had all kind of New Age tops and t-shirts for little girls. One was the peace sign. You know what the peace sign is? Right, the upside down cross with his branches or bars broken to mock the crucifixion of Jesus inside a satanic triangle. No wonder Daniel told us that in the last days, he said of the Antichrist, the beast that would come, he said, by peace he shall destroy many. By peace he shall destroy many. And in the Sears catalog, it had a little girl. She was smiling and she was wearing this t-shirt. And right above the peace sign, and there was fire inside the peace sign, you see. And right above it, it said, back by popular demand in the Sears catalog. And there was much more in that particular Sears catalog. We see these things on TV. They don't, you know, and we see these things in catalog. They don't seem to register, do they? You know, even Christian rock, it doesn't seem to register when you take Stryper and one of the members of Stryper has this huge white contraption or dot right on his male part. And the other one has a shirt all the way down to here, and they wear black leather. They're sensual. You get their album. Do you know who publishes their records? Enigma Record Company. That means mystery. Now you go to a secular record store and you look for the album by Poison. And you'll see a demonic looking creature, member of a rock band with his face painted up and his tongue with blood on it hanging out to about 9 inches. That's Poison. Enigma publishes their records. And Stryper used to be called Rock's Regime. but they decided to make some bucks off of gullible Christian youth. Why do you think there is a satanic bloody triangle on their album? The symbol. There's a symbol on every satanic rock album. That's what it is. And did you know that there's three Christian supposed record companies putting out New Age? Got a letter recently from an executive Word record company. They were very upset because I talked about their New Age music. They said, oh, no, it's really holy. It's not holy. It's not. If it says New Age, believe. They don't even call it New Age. They call it contemplative, meditative music. One calls it colors. We know about the colors. Look at some of the names of the Christian rock groups. Bloodgood, Vengeance, Bootleg. Recently looked at an album by a group called Rez, the Rez Band. Had a picture of the mother goddess type in a flowing white gown. She had hair, real stringy, blonde hair. She was looking up like this. She was standing in a satanic triangle with a rainbow coming out. The name of the album was Rainbow's End. The New Age talks about that. That's the bridge. The rainbow is the bridge to man's godhood. This was called Rainbow's End by the Christian rock group Rez. Somebody told me, they said, you know what I did? I took a magnifying glass and I looked in her hair because it was real stringy. I looked and there were demons all in her hair. Snakes and demons in her hair. And I took it to a copy machine and I blew it up about five times and there they were. Had a friend, he called up the artist and said, why did you paint it like this? He said, if you say one word about that, I'll sue you. Folks, I'm here tonight and I'm saying more than one word about it. And he can sue. And then one of the top female recording stars, her albums go right to the top every time she puts out one. In the Ladies' Home Journal, it says that it interviewed her not too long ago. She went swimming in the nude. Men were present. And she said it's a liberating experience. No wonder there's very little Jesus in her music. But parents pay good money for their kids to go to her concerts. No problem. What is wrong with Christian parents? Vulgarity, sexual suggestions. I think I mentioned to you the Christian rock group, The Call. The Call. Sounds holy. These people use such vulgarity, though, that some Christian radio stations, praise God, wouldn't play their music. So what they did was take the Apostles' Creed, and they all signed it, that they really did believe in Jesus, and sent copies of it to all the Christian radio stations and said, we really do love Jesus. Recently, Michael Benn, the songwriter and leader of The Call, Christian rock group, he got a starring role in the movie. He played the Apostle John in The Last Temptation of Christ. What churches are going to have The Call this year for their youth? I wonder. I'm not saying that all are evil. I think many very sincere young men are trying to even form Christian rock groups. And I'm not against particular styles of music. But I know the origins of rock, and I see some of these things, and we really need to use discernment. Recently, I received an award I was very proud of because I exposed an album by a young Christian contemporary singer. It was a tarot card design. And I talked to that young man. He was angry at me because I exposed that. And I said, where did you get that design? He said, well, I was tired of all of these prophecy teachers. I think he mentioned Lester Sumrall in particular. He said, I was tired of all those prophecy teachers saying, you know, Jesus was coming and they were going to name a date or whatever. So I decided to make fun of them. The tarot card. He didn't say tarot card. He said, but with that design. I said, where'd you get the design? He said, well, my wife and I were in. He said, well, he was very angry at me, you know, because he said, it's not a tarot card. He said, my wife and I were in Vienna, Austria, and we visited a museum and we saw a Viennese postcard or poster from the turn of the century. And we just liked it, that's all. I said, what has that got to do with Jesus Christ? The Bible says sing holy songs, sing psalms to praise God. I don't see Jesus in your music. Nowhere is Jesus. Where are the kids learning to glorify Jesus? He says, well, does every album have to have Jesus in it? I said, every song should have Jesus in it. He says, well, thank you. Well, CCM Magazine, you know, it's the top music magazine, contemporary Christian music, CCM, probably see it in your Christian bookstores. They mentioned that I had been given the Green Weenie Award because I had come out against some of these things in music. They said I should stick with the New Age and leave the music to the experts. It was very interesting. The young man, Chris Willman, who wrote that up in CCM Magazine about me, giving me the Green Weenie Award, which I really would like them, I would like to put it on my mantle. I think I'd be very proud of it if they would only give it to me, but they don't seem to want to give me anything to signify my, you know, that I'm the recipient of the Green Weenie Award. I don't have it yet. I've been begging them. No, I really haven't been begging them, but anyway. Chris Willman, not too long after that, wonderful Christian sister wrote me from California. She said, don't feel bad about that. She said, I want you to look at what I've sent for you. She said, this Chris Willman who wrote these things is a heavy metal satanic rock fan. And she enclosed some things from the Los Angeles Times. He is the rock music critic for the Los Angeles Times. And as a part-time diversion, he writes for a Christian magazine on music. And she enclosed an article. He had went to see some group called Depeche Mode. And he says, these people are pagans. Go see them. They're great, basically. I'm paraphrasing it. And then CCM lets him write these things in their magazine. Isn't that amazing to you? You know, I didn't even bother to write CCM Magazine. You say, well, why didn't you complain? I'll let Jesus handle those things. I never complain when they say things about me like that. I mean, just let it go. Jesus will take care of it. But I do want people to know that, and by the way, that young man just shows you how God works. That young man's mother was a supporter of my ministry. And I understand that her heart is broken because of the things her son is involved in. Because she knew about the New Age before I ever knew about it and was exposing it. And now her son is doing these things and masquerading for a Christian, supposed Christian magazine. There are so many areas we could talk about. Toys, Nintendo. I know that's the biggest thing today. Be careful about it. For example, there's Wizards and Warriors. Toys. Phil Phillips had a great book a few years ago, Turmoil in the Toy Box. Please get that. A lot of those toys are still in the marketplace. I recently went to a Toys R Us and I went home. I wish I hadn't bought them, but I wanted to show when I'm on TV programs and everything. I wanted people to see them. I bought an evil nightmare flying horse-like creature. It's a black horse, skeletons all over it. I read about this horse before. Revelation 6. The black horse. Come and see, and I beheld a black horse. Those horses bring death, and hell follows with them, the Bible says. Our kids are getting these things to play with. Inhumanoids says the evil lies within. Kids play with it. Amazing. And, of course, we could talk about the heavy metal music. I have one here. I'm going to read it to you, because this is absolutely... No, I'm not going to read it to you. It's terrible. This is an ode to Satan. That's the name of this song by a group called Merciful Fate, The Oath. I'm not even going to read it to you. The whole song is an oath to Satan, and he basically lashes out at Jesus. He says, I kiss the goat. I deny Jesus Christ, who is a deceiver. I'll just read that part to you to show you how bad that is. And then we go to Satanism. In Ravaged by the New Age, I talk about the 20 warning signs of satanic involvement. The 20 warning signs of satanic involvement by your kids. Because you need to know the warning signs. But then we need a solution. I talk about the 7 steps to overcoming occultism. You know, if you scare kids about the occult and you don't have a solution, it'll make it worse. Because they'll go to Satan to get rid of Satan. They do it. I promise you. You can go to New Age and occult bookstores, and there's all kind of bookstores about how to protect yourself from hexes and curses. And how do you do it? You go to stronger demons, to more powerful demons, to fight those demons. That's what your kids will do if you scare them and let them know about these things without letting them know of the solution that is Jesus Christ. I'd like to just, because so many people don't believe what's going on in Satanism, I'd like to give you very quickly just a few examples of some things in our files that have gone on and are going on across this nation. In Mendocino County, I have the newspaper clippings or whatever on these. Mendocino County, California, children were raped at a preschool while being forced to chant, "Baby Jesus is dead. Baby Jesus is dead." In Beckville, Texas, high school seniors threw a drinking party and showed the film The Faces of Death. Supposedly a film in which they actually had people and they murdered them and they filmed it. And they, snuff films, I think they call those, where they snuff out lives on camera, then they show it. These high school seniors drank alcohol and they watched this film. According to news reports, a young man was moved. There was a blind girl there, by the way, had been invited to the party. He took this blind girl outside, said, "Come outside with me." She did. Then he abducted her, forced her into his car, took her to a nearby cemetery, raped and killed her on a grave. He came back to the party smeared all over with blood, the news report said. The other kids said, "Hey, man, what happened?" They helped him wash up. He went on home. Nobody reported it to the cops at all. Nobody even asked about the young blind girl that lay dead. Dallas, Texas, young girls from 11 to 14 years old told police officers about satanic rituals in which men gave them alcohol and drugs, read from a satanic Bible, and forced them to participate in bizarre sex acts. Physical exams substantiated the story. I'm going to end with just one here because I think this is an important one. In Denver, Colorado, the mother and father of a 16-year-old suicide victim found their dead son barefoot with ritual symbols drawn on the ground around his body. Well, they were in search of an explanation for why their son would kill himself. So they went to his room and they found there hundreds of dollars worth of books on satanic rituals. They found candles and incense and powders, Dungeons and Dragons books, heavy metal rock albums, occult magazines, a wall hanging on the wall of an inverted pentagram, satanic pentagram symbol, and a knife collection with little daggers and such that they use in satanic rituals. The youth school notebook was decorated with a unicorn, and inside it was filled with satanic drawings and writings. The mother said, she was asked, "Didn't you know something was going on with your kid?" She said these words. She says, quote, "There's a big push today to build trust with kids. So we tried to give him his space and his privacy." She said she knew he sometimes took drugs such as acid or LSD and hashish, but thought that it wasn't a real problem. Psychologists sometimes tell you that. Don't go to your kid's room. Don't look at his school things. Don't worry about his music or what he or she is doing. Give them some space. Give them privacy. Build trust with them. I'm not telling you to be little sneaks and go in there every time and worry over every little thing. Don't get me wrong. But folks, if you just let them go, do you really think you care? This mother is going to live with this the rest of her life. The space that she gave her son, and that's tragic. She's going to live with that for the rest of her life. Well, what is to be done about these things? There's several things. You've learned a lot of these at this conference or maybe in reading the Bible yourself. For example, occult books. You know, one of the things that I read in Acts 19:19, where it talks about the early church, they took all their occult books and such, of the curious arts, and they took them out and burned them. I know that's not popular nowadays, you know, among the secular world when you burn books. But guess what happened? Have you ever read that? The last sentence in that, Acts 19:19, it says, or actually the next verse, 20. After they did all this, burned all of these occult books, 50,000 pieces of silver were the books, it says, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. That's the next verse. After they did that. You know, the Bible tells us too in Deuteronomy that if you bring in an accursed thing into your home, you will become accursed like that thing. So please do get rid of those things. One of the things I would like you to consider is this. There are adult people behind everything that I talk to you about tonight. Are there not? And behind those adult people, there are demon spirits. And what this means, Christian brothers and sisters, is we're at war. It means we're at war. And I think one of the parts of the Bible that we need to consider is Numbers 32. And I'm not going to have time to read it. Numbers 32. Two of the tribes, I think it was Reuben and Gad, they came to the leader of Israel and they said, we don't want to cross over into the Jordan. We like it here. We don't want to cross over the Jordan. We like it here. Livestock like it. You know, it's pleasant living. Hey, we're happy here. We don't want to go over. Even though God had told them to go and fight, to go over there and possess. And their leader looked at them and he said, would you sit here while your brothers go off to fight? And I would ask that of you. Will you sit here? Because there are some of us, we're going to fight. How many of you are going to fight? I'd like to have a show of hands. We're going to fight. And I believe we can be victorious. Why? Because God says we can be victorious. We can win. We can't protect every child in the world. We can protect our kids. You know, Premier Khrushchev over in the Soviet Union, who was head over there, was asked why communism wasn't succeeding better. And Khrushchev said, well, it's the babushka problem. They said, the babushka problem? He said, yeah, that's Russian for grandmother. The grandmothers take the kids on their knee and say, it was so much better before the communists took over. He said, we got a grandparent problem. Grandparents, give Satan a grandparent problem. Give them that. We were talking the other night to a lady that was in a horrible situation. She was basically kept prisoner, beaten for about 6 months. She said the only thing that kept her going was that song, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Then I read Lauren Stratford's story, Satan's Underground. Horrible atrocities, sexual abuse. They forced her to kill her own baby. Terrible things. She was beaten and tortured by these Satanists. The only thing that kept her going was one time, I believe it was, she went to church and they took her to Sunday school. Her parents hated God. Even her parents hated God. But they had her sing a song. It's a little girl. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And when they were torturing her and raping her and abusing her, while they were doing it in her mind, she kept singing it over and over. Now, they have a lot of contemporary songs now today. A lot of wonderful praise songs. And Pam Thumb here, I'll tell you, I want her to come to my church. She's wonderful. But when we get right down to it, I encourage each of you as a parent, make a tape of your own voice. You may be gone someday from this earth. As a grandparent, make a tape of your voice. Leave a treasure to your kids and grandkids. And just very simply, tell your child, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Thank you so much. It's been so wonderful being here with you, and God bless each and every one of you.
Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.